Lesson 1. The Byzantine Empire. Summarize. As you read, summarize the major events of the Byzantine Empire. Big idea. Byzantine rulers continued many Roman ideas to shape their empire's culture. Vocabulary. Justinian Code. Envoy. Monopoly. Orthodox. Icon. Patriarch. Catholic. Fast fact. The Church of Hagia Sophia, or Holy Wisdom, was the world's largest church during the time of the Byzantine Empire. The church was built from AD 532 to AD 537 during the rule of Emperor Justinian I. The large dome was replaced in AD 563 after it was damaged by an earthquake. Roman civilization continued to develop in the eastern part of the former Roman Empire, even after it declined in the western part of the empire. The eastern part became known as the Byzantine Empire. At its greatest size, the Byzantine Empire extended into parts of Eastern Europe, Western Europe, Southwestern Asia, and Northern Africa. Its capital was the city of Constantinople. A strong army and a well-run government helped the Byzantine Empire last for more than 1,000 years. Biography. Empress Theodora. About AD 497 to AD 548. Character trait. Justice. Most empresses of the Mediterranean region came from noble families. Theodora did not. Her father worked at the Hippodrome, a huge open-air stadium in the city of Constantinople. He took care of bears and other animals for the circus. Theodora became a circus performer and theater actress. In her early 20s, she met Justinian and married him. When Justinian became emperor, she became empress. As empress, she worked to make the laws of the Byzantine Empire fairer to women and to people of different social classes. Multimedia biographies. Visit the learning site at www.harcourtschool.com to learn about other famous people. Justinian I and Theodora. In AD 527, Justinian I became emperor of the Byzantine Empire. He wanted to make the empire as powerful as the Roman Empire had once been. During Justinian's rule, the Byzantine Empire grew to its greatest size. Justinian sent powerful armies into northern Africa and western Europe. He reclaimed many of the lands that Rome had lost. By AD 565, much of the land along the Mediterranean Sea was part of the Byzantine Empire. To better control the empire, Justinian ordered a code, or set of written laws, to be assembled. This new code, known as the Justinian Code, organized the old code of Roman laws. The Justinian Code gathered these laws into one book and made them easier to understand. Some laws in the code were influenced by the Empress Theodora, the wife of Justinian. She was one of the first rulers to work for the rights of women. Among the laws she supported were several that advanced women's rights to own property. Theodora's intelligence and political skills made her Justinian's most trusted advisor. She shared in many of the duties usually performed only by the emperor. For example, Theodora met with envoys or official visitors from other lands. She also wrote letters to the leaders of other governments. Empress Theodora took part in choosing government leaders as well. She and Justinian believed that jobs should be given based on a person's ability, not on his or her social class. Because of this, Justinian chose a man named Belisarius to lead the Byzantine army. Belisarius was the son of a farmer and had little military training. However, he had proved his skills in battle. Under Belisarius's command, the Byzantine army won important battles in Asia, Africa, and Italy. These victories helped the empire grow. Justinian realized that the economy of the empire also needed to grow. He welcomed traders into Constantinople and encouraged the start of new businesses and industries. The Byzantine silk industry was started by Justinian himself. He had silkworm eggs smuggled out of China. The empire was then able to produce silk. This ended China's monopoly or complete control of the silk trade. Money from trade and taxes allowed Justinian to make Constantinople a new Rome. Buildings, roads, bridges, and aqueducts were built throughout the city. Even so, Justinian was not popular among all the people of the empire. In AD 532, the people of Constantinople rebelled. Some government officials wanted Justinian to leave the city. He was persuaded to stay by Theodora, who said, "One who has been an emperor cannot endure to be a fugitive." The Byzantine army under Belisarius soon ended the rebellion, and Justinian remained emperor. Review. How were the old Roman laws improved by Justinian and Theodora? The division of the Christian Church. Christianity was important to the people of the Byzantine Empire. However, different branches of Christianity developed over time, which led to conflicts between Christians. Even Theodora and Justinian, who were both Christians, disagreed about Christianity. Justinian wanted all people in the Byzantine Empire to follow Orthodox, or officially accepted Christianity. Theodora did not follow Orthodox Christianity. As a result, she wanted to protect Christians who were not Orthodox. Justinian and Theodora never completely agreed about Christianity. However, they worked together to keep all Christians loyal to the empire. One of the arguments within Christianity centered around icons, holy artwork depicting Jesus and the saints. Some Christians liked to look at icons as they prayed. Other Christians felt that using icons in this way was like worshiping idols, which is forbidden in the Ten Commandments. The argument over icons divided Christians. In Western Europe, few people could read or write. Church leaders there believed icons were helpful in teaching Christianity. Some Byzantine emperors banned the use of icons. They believed that it went against God's laws. Disagreement over the use of icons continued for many years. Other religious issues caused further division within the Christian Church. These conflicts eventually caused the Christian Church to split into two parts in 1054. The Christian Church in the Byzantine Empire became the Eastern Orthodox Church, based in Constantinople. The leaders of this church were called patriarchs. The Christian Church in Western Europe became the Roman Catholic Church, based in Rome. The Church's followers are called Catholics. Over time, the two branches of the Christian Church gained political power and wealth. Both churches contributed to the cultures of their societies. Review. How did the Christian Church change in 1054? Life in Constantinople. The word Byzantine comes from Byzantium, the name of an ancient Greek city. The city later became the capital city of Constantinople. The many people of the Byzantine Empire did not think of themselves as Byzantines. They called themselves Romaioi, which meant Romans. Their mighty capital city, Constantinople, served as the base of the empire's government. Like Rome, Constantinople was filled with treasures. Constantinople was in a good location to be the center of the empire. Because it was surrounded by water on three sides, it was easy to defend. It was also close to major trade routes. The city became an important gateway between the lands bordering the Mediterranean Sea in the west and regions near and beyond the Black Sea in the east. The main road that crossed Constantinople, the Meze, or Middle Street, was filled with traders and merchants from many lands. Because of this, many different languages were spoken in the city. Still, the common language of the empire was Greek. As in the Roman Empire, the wealthy were mainly government leaders, owners of large farms, and merchants. Most people worked long hours and earned just enough for food, clothing, shelter, and taxes. Public events were an important part of life for both rich and poor. The Hippodrome in Constantinople was a huge stadium modeled after the Circus Maximus in Rome. It could hold more than 60,000 people. The word hippodrome means horse racetrack. Chariot races, shows, religious ceremonies, and government events were held in the hippodrome. The chariot races and other events at the hippodrome were only for men. Women, except for the empress, were not allowed to attend. Women were also not allowed to hold public office. While the Justinian Code did much to improve the lives of Byzantine women, they still had fewer rights than men. Yet women ruled over the empire at different times. Though Constantinople's location brought much wealth to the empire, the city was also a target for invaders. For almost 1,000 years, different groups tried to conquer the city. The Ottoman Turks finally captured Constantinople in 1453, ending the Byzantine Empire. Review: how was the Hippodrome related to Roman culture? Lesson 1. Review. Summarize. How did Justinian and Theodora strengthen the Byzantine Empire? 1. Big idea. How did the people of the Byzantine Empire build on the ways of the Roman Empire? 2. Vocabulary. Use the term monopoly in a sentence. 3. Timeline. When did the Ottoman Turks capture Constantinople? 4. Economy. Explain why the location of Constantinople was good for the economy of the Byzantine Empire. 5. Culture. In what ways was the culture of the Byzantines different from that of the Romans? 6. Critical thinking. Analyze. Why might some people living in the Byzantine Empire have disliked Justinian I? Performance. Make a timeline. Draw a timeline that shows the major events in the Byzantine Empire from AD 527 to 1453. Your timeline should begin with the rule of Justinian and end with the fall of Constantinople. Add illustrations of key people, places, and events to your timeline.